Okay, so you're ready to dive into something pretty interesting today? We've had a lot of you asking about this, so I think it's time we finally did a deep dive into it.
Definitely. This one's been on my radar too, and it seems like it could be a real game changer for certain businesses, especially with, the whole QuickBooks situation happening right
Yeah,
now.
QuickBooks is definitely the elephant in the room here. But before we get into all that, let's just set the stage. We're talking about Payment Collect, POS, and we're lucky enough to have information straight from the source, their own website. So no speculation, we're going right to the heart of what they offer.
Absolutely, straight from the horse's mouth, as they say. And what's interesting to me is they're not just aiming to be another POS system in a crowded market. They're really laser focused on, I'd say, a specific niche of businesses.
Yeah, and that niche, as you've probably guessed by now, is anyone who's feeling a little, well, abandoned, let's say, by the changes happening with QuickBooks POS.
Exactly. So our mission today is to unpack everything Payment Collect POS brings to the table. What are its strengths? What are its maybe not so strong points? And most importantly, how does it actually help you manage your business better?
And I think one thing that jumped out at me right away is the fact that it's browser-based. Like, no installation needed, you just log in and go. For anyone who's ever wrestled with software installations, that's got to be a huge sigh of relief.
Oh, absolutely. In today's world, we expect things to be quick and easy. No one wants to spend hours fiddling with downloads and setups. So yeah, that browser-based approach is definitely a big plus for accessibility.
All right, so let's break down the nitty-gritty. What does Payment Collect actually let you do? What are the core functions?
Okay, well, at its heart, it's a point-of-sale system. So first and foremost, it's all about processing transactions smoothly. And they do seem to cover all the bases there. They accept all the usual suspects: credit cards, debit cards, PIN debit, and of course those tap-to-pay NFC payments like Apple Pay and Google Pay.
Okay, so all the standard ways people are paying these days. What about those less common situations?
They've got those covered too. You can manually key in card details if you need to, and they also support chip cards, or EMV as it's technically known, and the good old-fashioned swipe method. So pretty comprehensive in terms of payment acceptance.
Makes sense. Now, beyond just taking payments, what else stands out in terms of core functionality?
Well, something they really emphasize is their compatibility with QuickBooks. It's more than just, oh, it works with QuickBooks. It's like they designed it specifically as a replacement for QuickBooks POS.
Yeah, that definitely seems to be their key selling point. But why is that such a big deal? What makes this integration so special?
Well, think about it. So many businesses, especially small to medium-sized ones, rely on QuickBooks for their accounting. And if they were using QuickBooks POS, all their data, their customers, their inventory, everything is tied into that system.
Right, so switching to a completely new POS could mean starting from scratch, inputting all that data again. What a nightmare.
Exactly. And that's where Payment Collect steps in. They've designed their system to work seamlessly with all the major QuickBooks versions, QuickBooks Online, Desktop, even POS Desktop. So you can keep using your existing QuickBooks setup without having to migrate everything.
Okay, so smooth transition for QuickBooks users, that's a big check mark. But what about businesses that aren't using QuickBooks at all? Can they still use Payment Collect?
Yeah, absolutely. They do mention that it can also be used completely standalone, so you don't need to be tied to QuickBooks if you don't want to be. It's just that the integration is a really strong selling point for a particular segment of the market.
Gotcha. So flexibility there, that's good. Now, let's talk about another critical aspect of any business data. We're talking customer information, inventory levels, sales records, all that vital stuff. How does Payment Collect handle that?
Well, they make a point of highlighting real-time data synchronization. So as you're processing transactions, updating inventory, adding new customers, all that information is synced almost instantly with your QuickBooks account.
Wow, real time, huh? That's got to be a huge time saver. No more manually exporting and importing spreadsheets.
Yeah, exactly. No more end of day or end of week reconciliation nightmares. It just happens automatically in the background. And they say this synchronization works with all the QuickBooks products, so you're covered no matter which version you're using.
Okay, so data management is a strong point. Now, moving beyond the QuickBooks connection, what other features does Payment Collect offer? I see they mention advanced inventory management, but they don't really go into specifics. What do you think that entails?
Yeah, that's a bit of a teaser. They use the term advanced, but then don't really elaborate. But I
Right.
mean, if we think about what advanced inventory management usually means in a POS context, it probably involves things like tracking stock levels across multiple locations, if you have them.
Right, so you can see at a glance how much of each product you have in each store.
Exactly. And it likely also includes things like managing product variations. So if you sell items in different sizes or colors, you can track each variation separately, and probably some sort of low stock alerts, so you get notified when you need to reorder a product before you run out.
Oh, that's super helpful. I hate when I go to a store and they're out of the one thing I wanted.
Exactly. And from a business perspective, you don't want to lose sales because you're out of stock. And having detailed inventory reports, that's probably part of it too. You know, seeing which items are selling well, which ones aren't moving, so you can make informed decisions about what to stock.
Yeah, that kind of insight is really valuable for optimizing your inventory and maximizing your profit. So while they don't spell it out, it sounds like their inventory management capabilities are pretty robust.
I would say so, yes. And it's definitely something to inquire about if you're considering Payment Collect to get the full rundown of what's included.
Agreed. Now, another feature they mention is support for multiple employee roles. Why is that important in a POS system?
Well, this is about control and security. By having different roles, you can restrict what each employee can do within the system. So, for example, you might have a cashier role that can only process sales.
Mm.
They can't issue refunds. They can't access sensitive data, things like that.
Makes sense. You don't want everyone to have access to everything.
Right. Then you might have a manager role that has more permissions. They can process returns, maybe access sales reports, things like that. And you can even have custom roles tailored to your specific business needs.
Okay, so it's about giving people the access they need to do their jobs, but also maintaining control over your system. Good security practice.
Definitely. And speaking of security, they do mention that all data is encrypted both in transit and at rest, which is good to hear. They're taking data security seriously.
Good to know. Now, what about reporting? How does Payment Collect help you understand how your business is doing?
Well, they mention customizable reports, which is pretty standard for POS systems these days. But what's good is that they say you can filter and sort the data by various fields, so you can really drill down and get the specific insights you need.
So, for example, if I wanted to see my top-selling products for the last quarter, I could generate a report that shows me exactly that.
Precisely. Or if you wanted to see which customers have spent the most money with you over the past year, you could get a report for that. It's all about having that flexibility to analyze your data and identify trends.
Okay, so pretty comprehensive reporting capabilities. Now, they also list support for different types of transactions beyond just a basic sale. Things like sales orders, purchase orders, receiving vouchers. What's the significance of that?
It means that Payment Collect is designed to handle more than just simple over-the-counter sales. Sales orders, for example, allow you to manage orders that aren't fulfilled immediately. So if you take pre-orders for items that aren't in stock yet, or if you need to create an invoice that will be paid later, you can do that.
That makes sense. So it's catering to a wider range of business models.
Exactly. And purchase orders and receiving vouchers help you manage your interactions with the suppliers. You can track what you've ordered, when it's expected to arrive, and reconcile that with what you actually receive.
Okay, so it's moving beyond just the point of sale and into broader inventory and order management.
Right. It's a more complete system for managing your entire workflow. And speaking of managing more than just sales, they also highlight multi-location management. How does Payment Collect handle businesses with multiple stores?
Yeah, that's a big one for retailers with multiple outlets. How do they keep everything in sync?
Well, they say they offer easy data syncing across all your locations. So all your sales data, your inventory levels, even your customer information is centralized and kept up to date in real time.
So if I sell a product in one store, the inventory in my other stores is automatically updated to reflect that.
Exactly. It eliminates the need to manually transfer data between locations or rely on complex workarounds. It's all handled seamlessly within the system.
Okay, so that's a big plus for multi-location businesses. Now, one last thing, under core functionality, they mention offline capability. In today's world where everything is online, why is that still important?
Well, as much as we rely on the internet, outages do happen, and you don't want to be completely paralyzed if your internet goes down. So they've designed their payment terminals to be able to operate offline in a standalone mode.
So even if the internet is down, you can still process transactions.
Exactly. You'll obviously have limited functionality, but you can still take payments, which is essential for keeping your business running. And once the connection is restored, all the offline transactions are synced back to the main system.
Okay, so it's like a safety net, a backup plan in case of internet problems. That's definitely a good peace of mind. All right, so we've covered the core functions. Now let's talk about their target market. Who are they really aiming the system at?
Well, as we've touched on throughout our deep dive, their main focus is clearly QuickBooks POS users. You know, QuickBooks is phasing out their POS product, which has left a lot of businesses scrambling for alternatives.
Right. So Payment Collect is trying to position themselves as the natural successor, the go-to solution for those businesses that are feeling a bit lost.
Exactly. They're saying, hey, we know you're comfortable with QuickBooks. You've got all your data in QuickBooks. So come on over to Payment Collect. It'll be a smooth transition.
And how do they make that transition smoother? What are they doing to make it easy for QuickBooks users to switch?
Well, one of the key things they emphasize is data transfer. They make it very clear that you can easily import all your existing data from QuickBooks POS, your customer lists, your product catalogs, your sales history, everything.
Okay, so you don't have to start from scratch re-entering all your data manually. That's a huge time saver.
Absolutely. And it minimizes the risk of errors and inconsistencies. They also talk about helping businesses avoid having to find completely new merchant services providers. So they're trying to simplify the entire process as much as possible.
So they're really trying to make it a no-brainer for QuickBooks POS users to switch over. And we mentioned earlier that their multi-location management doesn't rely on QuickBooks multi-store exchange, which could be another strong selling point.
Absolutely. For businesses with multiple locations, dealing with multi-store exchange can be a real headache. So if Payment Collect can offer a simpler, more streamlined solution for managing multiple stores, that's a big advantage.
As we wrap up our deep dive into Payment Collect POS, what are the key takeaways for our listeners?
Well, I'd say the biggest one is that this system is really designed with QuickBooks POS users in mind. They're targeting businesses that are looking for a replacement for QuickBooks POS, something that will be easy to transition to and that will integrate seamlessly with their existing QuickBooks setup.
Right. So if you're a QuickBooks POS user who's feeling a bit stranded right now, Payment Collect could be a good option for you.
Exactly. They're offering a way to keep using your familiar QuickBooks environment without having to start from scratch with a completely new system.
And beyond the QuickBooks integration, they also offer a solid set of core features. We talked about their payment processing capabilities, their advanced inventory management, their support for different transaction types, multi-location management, offline functionality. They've really thought about the needs of businesses.
Yeah, they've ticked a lot of the boxes. And the fact that it's browser-based means you can access it from anywhere on any device, no more being tied to a specific computer or terminal.
So it's definitely a system worth considering if you're in the market for a new POS. But as we always say, do your research, get a demo, and see if it's the right fit for your business.
Couldn't agree more.
So here's a final thought for our listeners to ponder. With this shift toward browser-based POS systems, how might this change the way we think about point of sale in general? What new possibilities does it open up, and what new challenges might we face? It's definitely an interesting evolution in the world of business technology, and it'll be fascinating to see how it all unfolds.